Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Councillor Daniel Sheikh, he's a councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. We wanted to get his sense on the Operation Dudula giving migrant deadlines to close their businesses in Orange Grove. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, myself, Howard.
I am good. Thank you. Right. Give us a sense from your perspective here.
So my perspective is very simple. Dudula is an organization of thugs. They're xenophobic, and this is blatant extortion, and the police should be dealing with it. It's just a case of the lack of political will to deal with them, because xenophobia is very popular in South Africa. But in reality, they should be punished for what they're doing.
Who are they? Who is behind Operation Dudula?
So there are rumors they have political links, but in general, the guys on the ground are property hijackers. They have hijacked Johannesburg Property Company, properties in Long Lubota, and it's a criminal organization. There's nothing else to it.
Is there any sympathy that we should have for people saying, well, you know, why are, you know, we spoke to Herman Mashaba earlier and he mentioned the fact that there's a million illegal people in South Africa working and there needs to be controls of this. Should we have some sympathy for the flip side of this?
Obviously, we do need to be sensitive towards law and order, but it's painting everyone with the same brush. And running off the xenophobic sentiment is not the way to do it. I mean, Popolati and her responses to the debate when she had her acceptance speech said we need to differentiate between different types of migrants in this country. There are people that are trafficked here. There are people here because of economic conditions in the country. There are proper refugees. They're not all people who have jumped the fence and are here illegally. And we need to be sensitive to that.
Mm. So how do we go about fixing it? Because there is no doubt that a situation has been created that has allowed these so-called thugs to get involved and to take advantage. That speaks to a systemic problem before we even start.
Yeah. So I think we've seen for years that the only aspect of the policing budget that ever has increased is the IP protection. So we need to actually start resourcing our police force the way we need to resource them so they can deal with law and order in this country and enforce it. And we mustn't allow it to be outsourced to vigilante groups. But it all starts with governance and having a government that actually cares more about service delivery and the people than protecting themselves.
So what is the official stance? Well, not the official stance. What is going to be done now to protect these migrant workers and to protect them from this very, very difficult situation?
So I'm hoping, obviously, SAP falls under national government. Norwood Police Station is aware of these issues, and I'm hoping they are responding and acting appropriately. But we need to rely on the police to do their job.
What should people be doing if they become aware of this type of thing happening?
So report it to your police station. They're asking for protection money, so it is extortion. So report it to your nearest police station and make sure that they act on it and keep driving them mad, essentially, until they do come act on it, because you can't let it slide.
That's absolutely critical. And Daniel, whilst we're chatting to you, what is the latest in the area in terms of water, electricity, roads? How are things going? Give us a quick update.
In general, so water, we had a bit of an issue yesterday. It's been resolved. Electricity, for the most part, we relatively okay compared to the rest of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Roads, our big issue is still Northfield, which I did have a commitment to yesterday from Johannesburg Road that they would have tried to do it yesterday. I was waiting for Joburg Water to fix the leak in the area. So I'm going to follow up this morning, but the general manager, the regional manager for Joburg Road was on Northfield yesterday. He told me, this is terrible. I said, yes, I know. I've just been 3 months. So he kind of realized how bad the situation is, and he is trying to get it resolved as quickly as possible.
So when do you think that'll happen? Is that timeline?
Yes. I mean, I think he got a fright because he hasn't been on the ground, and he got out there and he actually got a big fright yesterday.
Right, which is all the pity. I mean, we shouldn't really need them to get a fright. We should just need them to do what needs to be done. Daniel Sheikh, thank you for always making yourself available.